The chairman of Samsung is back in prison. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The heir to South Korea's biggest conglomerate, Samsung, is back in prison for bribery. Samsung shares are down 4%. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is here with those details. Hi, Victoria.
Hey, good morning, Sabri.
So, you know, look, this is kind of big news. It's almost the same as if, you know, Apple's Tim Cook were going to jail. Help us understand what's going on here. Why has Samsung's chairman, Lee Jae-yong, been sentenced to get locked up?
This all goes back to a scandal in 2017 that was linked to South Korea's then president. And Samsung, the company, was accused of paying more than $37 million to two nonprofits in exchange for political support. And that included backing for a controversial Samsung merger that would pave the way for Lee to eventually run the company.
So the scandal was Samsung giving money to the Korean president's pet nonprofits in exchange for political favors for Samsung and Lee.
Yeah, exactly. And one of those bribes was allegedly horse riding lessons to the president's aide's daughter. So this led to Lee's arrest in 2017, and he was charged with bribery, embezzlement, hiding assets overseas, and perjury. All of those charges he denies. And that trial has now been retried by Korea's high court, and today he was found guilty.
Okay, so well, this leaves Samsung without a leader. Lee has been acting as the de facto head of the company. What does this mean for Samsung?
Experts say that the day-to-day of operations will likely not change, but Lee will be sidelined from decision-making in all likelihood. That will include decisions on mergers and acquisitions and personnel changes. Crucially, though, for him, he'll likely be barred from taking part in overseeing the process of inheritance from his father, and that's an important step to cementing him as head of Samsung.
All right, the BBC's Victoria Craig, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Sabri.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day is the only federal holiday designated as a national day of service, a day for Americans to volunteer to help improve their communities. This year, there are obviously a lot of people who could use some help, but the pandemic is also complicating how charities and nonprofits operate. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Normally, Union Station Homeless Services in Pasadena would be gathering a small army of volunteers today to prepare food or tutor kids in temporary housing. But that's not possible this year, says Operations Director Amanda Green.
We now have volunteers who are ordering from local restaurants and delivering those dinners instead of serving it themselves and making it. We have an online tutoring program.
Yep. Even volunteer work has gone remote. Beth Steinhorn is a volunteer strategy consultant.
Many, many, many organizations are now engaging volunteers to do wellness checks with seniors living at home in isolated situations.
That approach has made it easier for people to join in. A report from the nonprofit Points of Light shows a surge in volunteer interest.
The pandemic really touched Americans' hearts and desire to roll up our sleeves.
Even if those sleeves are on a bathrobe as we sit at our computers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
The Italian government launched a lottery this year, but it is a little odd. You don't enter by buying a ticket. You enter just by doing your normal shopping. A special app enters you into the lottery after recording your receipts for groceries or whatever. Why this bizarre setup? It's to help fight tax evasion. From Turin, Italy, John Lawrenson explains.
La bagna cauda è fantastico.
We're in a shop called Vini e Sapori that's full of delicacies from Turin's Piedmont region. Shopper Flora Conta is about to pay for her purchase using her credit card, and she knows the government is giving her an incentive to do this.
The Italian state has devised this app, so if we pay with a credit card that is linked to the app, we can get a refund of 10%.
Why is the government doing this? Italians use a lot of cash. For one in seven of them, a tax police unit that focuses on tax evasion says that's all they ever use. The government estimates it's losing billions of dollars in sales tax. The app will allow it to keep track of how much tax money is owed.
Ora usare carte app di pagamento conviene, e tanto.
A government TV spot for the new app that 6 million people have already downloaded. In addition to the refund, people who pay with the app are automatically entered into a lottery with weekly, monthly and yearly draws and a top prize of almost $6 million. The government estimates it's losing a lot more than that in uncollected taxes. Alberto Franco is professor of tax law at the University of Turin.
Tax evasion in Italy has a very large scale. It is estimated in about 110 billion of euro per year, which is the more or less the entire public healthcare expenditure in one year.
This government initiative aims to make retailers pay more taxes, but Vinier Sepori's owner, Dorina Gorgoni, is in favour.
More people are using cards now. The government is pushing them to go cashless, and less cash in the till means a lower risk of being robbed.
And if someone wins the lottery with a receipt from her store, she gets to win a prize too. In Turin, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.